Yane Regretarian. Written by Lolly Bat. Read by Kitsal Kuadal. Suho, get away from there, Hagen shouts, a hand on her hip. She bends down with a sigh and pulls her toddler out by the feet. How many times have I told you not to crawl into the cabinets like that? She sets him back down on the playmats when suddenly she feels a chill on her back and a buzz in her ear. She remembers her past life's memory, and it feels like her death coming for her. She turns around and sees her son's devoted babysitter. Thank you for looking after him, Baru, she says. Hayen shakes her head. She must be too tired. Of course, my liege is beloved. She's used to him speaking like it's the 5th century. But this time she realizes that the voice sounds oddly familiar. Don't look, she remembers the same voice telling her once upon a time in the empty space between life and death. Min Byung-gu, she realizes. He sounds like Min Byung-gu. The same Min Byung-gu he once killed. She remembers her life as Hunter Cha Hae-in, a more desperate life than this one, surrounded by blood and death. She was powerful once, wielding her mana like a blade. She had go to Ryuji's eye, his approval of her power. Her life now is more peaceful by far, more mundane. She doesn't feel the same strength coursing through her muscles. Doesn't feel invincible like she knows she used to be. Now she is just a track star, a runner with a fraction of her speed. She wonders, some days, would Hunter Cha Hae-in give up her career for Jinwoo? She looks so strong, so unbreakable in the face of monsters. She remembers the adrenaline coursing through her veins, the thrill of taking down an ogre the size of a building, and wonders if she would have been content as a mere housewife. Cha Hae-in wishes that the world had never reset, never returned to zero. Her life seems so much more colorful that way. She closes her eyes and dreams. Her dreams haunt her sometimes, as much as her memories do. She smells the dank of a cave, the acrid smell of charred flesh, and sees her comrades, all gathered around a giant insect's corpse. She says something, turns, and sees Mingyu fall forward, a pincer through his middle. She opens her mouth to shout a warning, even as she puts her weight forward into a sprint. She feels a stab of liquid fire through her lungs, and she feels herself falling face first onto the hard ground. She wakes up with a gasp, a scream echoing through her room. Baru lurches back, hesitant and apologetic. No, it's not your fault. Don't worry about it. I just had a nightmare, she says. Here, I'm sorry for scaring you. Help me with breakfast? She tries to smile. She feels Igris's stare on her back, even as he flips Suho's coloring book for him. Her husband is surprisingly understanding about it all. Hae-in, are you alright? He asks one day when he gets home from work, a frown on his face. Baru tells me you've been having nightmares. Is it your memories? She swallows and nods. She can't hide the way her hands tremor when she recalls that pain and that fall, and her husband is too keen to miss the detail. Do you want your memories sealed away? Jinwoo asks. He's asking to seal away what little freedom she has left. Her freedom nowadays is a set of bright red armor, liquid in form, fitting in a way her tracksuit never is. Hae-in shakes her head. No, I'm alright. I just haven't been sleeping well, that's all. She takes some sleeping pills, and she doesn't dream at all. He still has his power. Her husband, that is. She sees the shadow tendrils reach out of his shadows, sees his soldiers help her around the household. She appreciates the help. Any help is a godsend when mine need a toddler. But she can't help but wonder, where's mine? Has it disappeared into the void, with all the monsters and angels and everything that lies in between? What is everyone else doing nowadays? Where's Gina, Kinhoon, Jongin? It feels odd that someday they could walk past each other and they wouldn't even recognize her. There's a part of her deep down that whispers, give it back. Give me my power back. She pushes it down with all her might and pretends it doesn't exist. You must tell him to be careful of the power he possesses. The voice echoes in her mind. She looks down at the shadows that rise beneath her feet and feels a twinge of fear. It's only natural, she tells herself. Yet when her shadow reaches forward and a clawed hand reaches out, she can't help but take a deep breath to still her beating heart. How silly of her that once upon a time she thought Sung Jin-woo was her soulmate. Just because she wasn't repulsed by the smell of him, by the sight of him. Just like that, she was lured in. The dead don't smell not as much as the living do to her. And how stupid that his inability to return her affections didn't automatically set off alarm bells in her mind. Young and invincible. Young and stupid, she thinks. Now that she is with his child, there's no turning back. Su-ho, she thinks with regret, doesn't have a past life's memory to fall back to. He's her precious child, even if the other half of him is a monster. She only fears that one day he'll inherit his father's legacy. If you look down there, you might not be able to come back up again. She remembers Byung-gyu warning him. Looking into her husband's eyes, she wonders what he sees when she stares back. We have to seal Su-ho's memories, he says with a sigh. His classmates are starting to fear him. Will you take away my memories too, because I fear you as well? She dares not ask. But whereas Hunter Cha Hae-in is a hero, a superwoman worthy of the world's praise, she is simply Cha Hae-in, the dutiful housewife. So she closes her eyes. Her baby. Her Su-ho. She closes her eyes. All right. Ja-ne regret grein. She regrets nothing. Author's notes. In which I only find out after I write this fic that the song is the same one that plays during Inception. And I missed an opportunity for solo leveling in Inception crossover. I imagine there's probably a world where Goto Ryuji regains his memories too, sees Cha Hae-in sitting meekly next to Jin-woo and sees what this man did to her. But there's nothing he can do. And tells her when he leaves, I hope you know what you're doing. And Hae-in just closes her eyes and takes a deep breath, puts on her fakest smile that hides her tired eyes, and thanks him for meeting them. Written a long time ago with the rest of the Gen Fic bingo stuff. The end.